every year since 1992, the UN General Assembly has passed a resolution to condemn the US blockade on Cuba. Expectations are that this year's vote will go the same way. The UN is meeting now on the first of a two-day debate where a majority of member nations are expected to deliver speeches criticizing the decades-long US measure and spotlighting the impact on the country's civilian population. They will vote on the resolution Thursday. The U.S. has defended the blockade, citing human rights abuses and a lack of democracy, and blaming Cuba's government for its own economic problems. The Trump administration, which has reportedly been canvassing support from several Latin American countries, is expected to maintain its hard line at the U.N. The U.N. General Assembly vote is not legally binding, but sends a strong message to the U.S. that it stands virtually alone on its Cuba blockade and puts pressure on Washington to end it. I'm Li Lingtan in New York.